With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Jackson says millions of people in the United States still facing extremely hot conditions.
The upper air pattern is a large high-pressure system, an upper-level high-pressure system centered over California today. There is a trough in the central part of the U.S., which is directing barrel down in the Gulf. And then there's another ridge over the eastern U.S.
And speaking of barrel, that storm is racing toward South Texas, will likely regain hurricane status early Monday morning. Numerous small towns on the coast of Texas urging residents to evacuate. Also, at SRNNews.com, complaints about air travel are on the rise.
The Transportation Department says it received nearly 97,000 complaints in 2023. That's about 11,000 more than the previous year. More than two-thirds were about U.S. airlines, but foreign carriers had their share, too. The increase came as airlines canceled far fewer flights. There was a 25% increase in complaints over the treatment of passengers with disabilities and more reports of discrimination. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Amtrak service between New York and Boston restored late last night after being suspended earlier in the day Saturday. Amtrak blamed the problem on a malfunctioning circuit breaker that caused a power outage. Surveys of Chinese factory managers showing a mixed outlook for the world's number two economy with steady growth, but not picking up that much steam. Analysts say they might reflect announcements by the European Union and the United States to increase tariffs. This is SRN News. A Republican member of Congress introducing a pro-life bill.
Bob Good's legislation would make it a federal crime for any licensed medical professional who accepts federal funds to perform or prescribe an abortion at any point in pregnancy. The measure, called the LIFE Act, has the support of numerous pro-life organizations, but is unlikely to pass. Democrats have enough votes to stop it in the Senate, and some Republicans might join them. President Biden would also likely issue a veto. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin's Supreme Court will consider two challenges to a 175-year-old law banning abortion. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin challenging the statute, claiming the Wisconsin Constitution's declaration that people have the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness invalidates the ban. A majority of the justices are liberal, and abortion advocates expect to win. This is SRN News. The U.S. military bases all across Europe now at a heightened state of alert. Officials say the elevated alert status is highest in about a decade.
There is active, reliable threats against U.S. facilities and personnel in the vicinity.
Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, telling the Salem Radio Network there are events and current events which are prone to terrorist attacks.
We know that the French are about to have the Olympics later this month, which of course is going to draw a lot of attention. And they, of course, in March of this year, elevated their alert status so that they could be on guard for terrorism.
NATO allies gathering in Washington for a summit this week. President Biden's shaky performance in the debates has escalated doubts about his chance of re-election. More details at SRNNews.com.